stomach there to get the whistle finally.
Wisconsin's getting some momentum from the power play, but it can drain on you even if you're getting chances if it doesn't go in the back of the net. Wisconsin loses the offensive zone faceoff. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Dexheimer remains out there for Wisconsin. Finley give and go with Dexheimer to the corner. Shovels it along to the near side. Tassi lets it go to Whitelaw. He's pressured by Savage. Lost the puck. Taken by Geary. And he gets it out to center to O'Connell. Four shorthanded goals for Michigan State this season. Looking for more. O'Connell, though, just coughed it up. Here comes Whitelaw. Tassi wants a pass. He gets it behind the defense, but cutting him off was Baskill, and then paddled away by Augustine. Good work back by Baskill to slow Tassi. Puck goes off the shelf behind the Michigan State net. They try to clear it out. Cannot. Jugnoff holds. Shot in front. Stirback block. Baskill picked it up. He clears. And Wisconsin now 0 for 4 on the power play. Down 1-0. 6 minutes into the second.
Been slightly building, though. You can feel the power play. I don't know if it's the week off or whatever, but it seems like it's getting better.
Out there is Stramel, Scholl, and Stang. Bumped out towards the point, cleared by Kelly, and it rolls on edge deep into the Wisconsin zone. A foot race between Manisto and Kerr. Manisto carries Kerr into the glass. Kerr then held on to Manisto's stick and continues to do so. Spartans with it. Long range shot hit the body of Kerr before it got to McClellan. And then Kyle found the puck and pounced on it, stopping play with 13:22 to go in the second period. Still 1-0, Michigan State on top of Wisconsin.
Just another example of Manisto, the speed. Looked like Anthony Kerr had 6, 7, 8 feet on him. Get to the puck to the corner, but Manisto did his great job catching up and taking the body on Kerr to force the puck over to Michigan State.
Broken stick in the Michigan State zone, retrieved by one of the linesmen. It's Jake Davis. He takes it to the Michigan State bench. Now a face-off to Kyle McClellan's left. He hasn't seen much of the puck here in this second period. Only one shot on goal so far by the Spartans in this frame. Wisconsin won the defensive zone faceoff. Good clear by Lodge, hoping to hit Bantle. Carson able to poke the puck free. Now it's back behind him, and actually Shouty from behind stripped him of possession. Nienhaus rims it around. Kerr tries to hold with his right hand. Instead, it pops free near the penalty box. And a battle in neutral ice. Horbach able to step over Manisto and then took a little bit of a hit from Shouty. Lindmark sticks his shoulder into Nienhaus below the Michigan State goal line. Spartans take it away and throw it up the middle. Found its way to Manisto. He'll scoop it down deep. And the Spartans will get a partial change. 12:45 to go. McClellan mishandles behind his own net. Puck taken away by the defenseman Levshinov. But then Brady Cleveland got in his way. Then he knocks a teammate down. After the left point it comes. And a long-range shot by Mueller off a stick. And gathered in by Wisconsin's Lindmark, who bumps it back to Palatichuk. And Michigan State's on the forecheck. Palatichuk behind the nets. Goes D to D to Cleveland. Up ahead to Stang. Kicked into the offensive zone by Stramel. Protects, throws it to the slot. Puck came free. Oh, Stang with a swing and a miss right between the circles. Got tied up a little bit by Davidson, I think it was. And Stang had a chance on the bouncing puck, but just missed. Badgers take it back and dump it in. Near side, Scholl, able to get it deeper. But Stirback after it now for the Spartans. Right-handed defenseman outlets to Mueller. Good pass. Angles one to the near side now. And Lebster walks across the line. Needs a change. Nudges it into the Wisconsin zone. That's where the Badgers take it. Long lead feed to Scholl. Canceled out by Baskill. But Scholl still battling near the Michigan State blue line. Staying there to get it back deep. But now the Spartans with it is Wisconsin in the midst of a change. On the rush is Russell. Puck broken up or play broken up by the Badgers. D. St. Foul. Got it off to Scholl's, ahead to Whitelaw. Can't split a pair of Spartans. Michigan State with possession. Lead feed Howard. One-on-one Kerr. Anthony stays on him. Howard turns his back to the net. Left wing. Lost the puck. Here comes Wisconsin on the attack. Whitelaw with it right wing. Cutting to the net. Cilia. The defenseman Levshinov got in the way. Puck loose in the corner. Reaching for it, DeSaint Foul. Pinching down Lodge. Pass to DeSaint Foul off his skate. Taken by Levshinov. Russell then got hit high by Cilia. Puck free, Whitelaw. Goal line right. Spins away from pressure. Tried to cycle back deep. It gets to DeSaint Foul, who's tied up behind the net by Geary. Cilia there as well. Levshinov for Michigan State. Cilia comes out of there with it on his backhand below the goal line left. Battling Dorwart. Good size centerman. Dorwart at 6'1", 200. Out to the point. Kara's long range shot. It may have hit Whitelaw on the back of the head. Went to the far side and Michigan State clears. 10:35 left in the second. Still 1-0 Spartans.
It's a little bit better here. Since those power plays for Wisconsin, we've seen much better offensive zone work.
And Wisconsin just iced the puck. Right?
Right on cue.
A lot of things going well for Wisconsin. They've won 24 of 40 faceoffs so far tonight after losing 45 of 80 last night. Faceoff to the right of Kyle McClellan. 1-0 Spartans lead on Jeremy Davidson's goal at 7:58, set up by Nicholas Mueller. Puck loose to the right of McClellan, and Dexheimer gets there. Able to shovel it up to Finley, but he can't clear. Dexheimer will try again. I thought he was going to go the other side. Oh, a pass in front intended for maybe Larson or maybe O'Connell. Puck came free, and Larson turnaround shot. They went off the body to the corner. Enhouse holds his own. Good read behind the net by Daniel Lodge protecting. He rolls it along to Finley now. He looks, and he'll lift it out to center. Grabbing it with his right hand, Savage tries to cut towards the slot. Cut off by the Badgers. Savage still with possession. Finds an open Nienhaus. Left wing. Pass to the slot. Too hot to handle for O'Connell. Taken by Dexheimer. And he clanks it out to center. 9:45 to go here in the second. Spartans 1. Badgers nothing. Now Lodge up ahead to center. Finley will dump it in. And then knocks down the defenseman Sturback. Heads to the Badgers bench. Pass now to O'Connell as Wisconsin's got a full change. Cleveland looking left, bumps it off the end boards. Palatichuk throws it to open ice and tracked down by Lindmark. Weaves his way through the Michigan State Spartans. Pass to Horbach, and it's offside on Wisconsin. 9:20 to go, second period. Michigan State still leads the Badgers 1-0. Wisconsin hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
One nothing, Michigan State leads Wisconsin. Faceoff at center ice. We'll stay right here for a moment. Faceoff won by the Badgers at center. It's Palatichuk up to the near side, and Horbach whacks it in to the stick of Bantle. Right wing protecting the puck against Baskel. Goal line right. Bantle knocked into the wall. Tries to kick it to his stick. Still working with it. Cut off by the defenseman, but worked the puck free. Lindmark. Here's Cleveland now. Refeeds Lindmark left wing. Can't handle the puck. And coughed it up. Pass up the middle. Manisto, he's got speed. Came off his stick and whacked away by McClellan, who came out top of the crease. And the Badgers, Horbach now throws it up the middle. Turned it over. Kelly can't handle the pass. Wide open left wing. And then collision. Brady Cleveland, excellent play to slow Kelly's progress and take the puck away. Horbach's got it at the red line. Gains the blue line. Badgers need a change. Horbach didn't get it deep. Gave it away. Levshnov up ahead now to Mueller. Tries to walk Jugnoth, who sticks his shoulder into Mueller and knocked the puck away. Good defensive play by Tyson Jugnoth. And now the puck goes back Wisconsin's way, and McClellan will leave it off for Jugnoth, who's without a goal so far this season after potting 5 as a freshman a year ago. Been 19 games since Jugnoth's last goal. Stramel's gone 17 without scoring. Both scored against Notre Dame on January 27th of last season in South Bend. That's the last time. Both are on the ice now. Give and go by Michigan State's Levshnov, intended for Davidson, broken up by the Badgers. Zach Scholes behind the net. Had it taken between his skates. Out to the point they go. Mueller Down to the corner in the defenseman, Levshnaw. Bumped by Stang. Puck jammed free by Wisconsin Scholl, and the Badgers have numbers to our right. Scholl three on one. Pass slot back to Scholl. He shoots into the glove of Augustine. Backdoor was coming Stramel, but Michigan State defended it pretty well. Augustine made the glove stop on Sawyer Scholl with Stang and Stramel coming with him.
It looked exactly like a play I saw earlier in the women's game against Ohio State, a three on one. Puck went to the slot player, and they gave it back to the person on the side of the net, where it basically took the angle away with a left-handed shot on the outside. With Stremel across the way, that might have been an option after the second pass.
Yeah, and Scholl took the shot with the defenseman leaning to block the shot and the goaltender there, too. And now Michigan State ice the puck. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers getting shut out in East Lansing, 1-0 Michigan State, 7:25 to go here in the second. Spartans just won the defensive zone faceoff on the attack. Here's Howard with a shot right wing, kicked out by McClellan. Kyle now with 16 saves tonight after a 38-save performance last night. Cilia scoops a pass to Whitelaw, left wing, tries to get around the defenseman, Sturback. Sturback goes down. Whitelaw kept his skates. He got it to Cilia. Pilatichuk faked a slapper. Now here's Cilia. Here's Pilatichuk. His shot in the slot. D. St. Foul redirected. Went over the cage, and then the Spartans sent it back through neutral ice. Badgers after it. Dexheimer. Pilatichuk now has his head up and looks. Long lead feed, not sure where he was going other than hoping that Whitelaw could beat the defenseman down the ice. Michigan State took the puck away, bouncing around at center. Larson stripped by the Badgers. Tassie, he comes across three on three, but Wisconsin is offside. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And the Badgers are going to be at the Kohl Center a lot here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's been a lot of road games this year, but three in a row here for Wisconsin, starting next weekend Thanksgiving with Alaska, Anchorage, and Ohio State and Penn State to wrap up the first semester. Looking forward to getting back there and getting some rhythm at home. It was really fun playing there last time against Michigan.
Well, I liked how you used that. You're like a wordsmith, rapping and rhythm, right? That's very good.
A little accidental, I think.
You think? Michigan State in the offensive zone. Pass shot by Baskell off the end boards, ricocheted towards the front of the cage, and McClellan got his left knee down. And now out to center. Here's Larson again. Up ahead to Savage. Well out of his net. McClellan comes before Larson can track it down, and the Badgers able to poke it out to neutral ice. 6 minutes to go in the second period. Wisconsin down 1-0. Davidson's goal at 7:58 of the first period. The only time we've seen the green light on here tonight at Munn Arena. Here's Wisconsin's care. Edman's Tassie tried to redirect in stride to Fitzgerald, but behind him, and then Fitzgerald gave it away. And Shouty now for State's aerial feed from Manisto. He swung and missed. Badgers able to loft it back out through neutral ice, and 5.5 minutes to go until the second intermission. Here comes Bantle and Lindmark. Gorbach will come in a moment. Offside called on Michigan State. Alaska Anchorage has been playing pretty well. Beat Penn State and State College earlier this year in a series split. Played Arizona State tough last night down in the desert. Arizona State, a high-scoring team, top 20 team in the country. So we'll see Anchorage next Friday at 7 and then Saturday at 6 o'clock.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. What was it, 2011, I think?
Went to Anchorage for this early season tournament in 2014.
Ah, yes.
Back 1 year after the WCHA changes.
And lost to the Seawolves up there by a couple, if I'm not mistaken. Horbach pass right wing. Jugnoff trying to keep it alive. Bouncing puck. And Lindmark had it. It's loose in front of the net. Oh, Horbach shot. That was blocked. Loose puck now gathered in by Michigan State Sturback. Pass to center. Got through. It's Lebster now. Big right-hander slowed by the hit of Brady Cleveland. And now Jugnoff bumps it back to Cleveland. Oh, the Badgers had a chance. A couple of bounces put the puck in front of the Michigan State nets. Bantle able to whack it deep. 4:40 to go, second period. Still 1-0 Spartans. Badgers steal at the blue line. Scholl's got it. Right goal line pass, right to Stang. Caught it, but no place to shoot or pass. Now he throws it to the point. Dexheimer, Palatichuk, open slot. Stang, toe pull shot. Oh, he fanned first, then got it. And his second attempt went off the left pad of Augustine. And Michigan State clear.
I say that's right where Stang had a chance to shoot earlier. We know about his shot. It's really, really good. That one low down right into the pad, unfortunately.
13 career goals for Sam Stang, the Eau Claire native. And Detroit Red Wings fourth-round draft choice a few years back. Puck back in the Badgers zone. Here's Dexheimer, pestered by Dorwart. Puck bounces along the kick plate. The Badgers able to clear. Michigan State refeeds the zone but has to touch up now. Will change in the Badgers with possession. Dexheimer walks right around Savage. Hands off Scholl. Slot shot went deflected wide. Put in front by Dexheimer off the end boards, hoping for Scholl, but knocked free. And now it's Kerr, a long-range shot. Missed the net by a couple of feet. Whitelaw throws it to the point. Badgers playing better. Lotch throws one on net. Augustine save. Rebound Whitelaw with a backhand. That was stopped. Cilia comes out of there with it. Took a pretty good check from Savage. Puck taken by Whitelaw. Badgers in the offensive zone. Trying to pull even here late second period. Puck bounces around. Good poke check by Kerr. Levshinov takes it away, though, for Michigan State. And Nienhaus clears the pressure and sends it all the way down. But no icing as it's not played strongly enough for that. And Lotch back to get it for the Badgers. Who are looking better now.
They are looking better, and they're playing it pretty simple. They're getting a chance to get the pucks back up to the point, having somebody in front of the net and just throwing the pucks on.
Cilia dumps it in and chases it down. Tied up with Baskel, far corner. DeSaint foul there, Tassie as well. Simon reaching for it. Baskel kicked it away from him. Now it squirts free. Tassie's got it behind the net and a behind the back pass, hoping that Cilia was cutting to the cage, and he wasn't. And Michigan State took the puck away into the offensive zone. Oh, give and go with Levshinov. Couldn't reach it. Now in the slot, a whacker by Shouty. A new phrase for a slap shot from the slot. Shouty with a whacker, but he missed the net. Just, yeah, okay. Here's Geary now back in his own zone. Oh, Finley kept it alive behind the net. And it's spun around to the point. Here's Palatichuk. Darts to his left. Low left. Finley knocked down in front of the cage. No penalty called. Tassie's got it right wing. Will he work a give and go? Palatichuk instead goes one-on-one with Shouty in the corner. Got cut off. And the puck squirts free to Manisto. He skates it up to the red line. Backpedaling Dexheimer. He dumps it in. Manisto trying to beat Dexheimer to the biscuit. Ties him up. But Finley comes for support. Manisto came off the wall with it. Ran into Dexheimer, who's now has the puck. 1:45 left in the second. 1-0 Spartans. And Palatichuk lead feed. Finley was offside, knocked down by Levshinov. And I think that stung the big fella's left hand.
Yeah, Wisconsin, actually, that looked like it was almost a design icing play. Quinn Finley was on his way into the zone, got slowed up, but it was going to make it probably to the Michigan State corner, and he was going to have the advantage getting there.
Badgers down 1-0. Wisconsin 18 shots on goal to the Spartans 17. Mueller, Lindmark, face off one by Owen outside the Michigan State blue line. Badgers dump it in. Around to the near wall, pinching down. Lindmark, Horbach, Bantle. Owen in the corner, protecting. Oh, a shot by Horbach. Tough angle. Waffler save made by Augustine. Straight away now, shot. Bounced off a body or two. Ricocheted free left side. Kerr's got it. Looking. Put it in front. Ricochets off the back leg of Bantle and skips to the near side. Wisconsin still pressuring. Lodge, Kerr. One-timer. Badgers score. Lindmark got a piece of it. We're tied. Second goal of the weekend for Owen Lindmark. His sixth this season. It's 1-1.
Wisconsin's finally had a stretch here of offensive possession, and it's a different change of mentality here. The puck is just getting to the blue line and on the net with traffic. Even around the net, Badgers have changed their mentality. Instead of going back up the boards when they've had it there, they put it around the net. This one, just a great deflection. Owen Lindmark ties his career high in goals already this season, and the Badgers get this game tied up.
Lindmark from Kerr at 18:48. It's a 1-1 game. Lindmark now shares the team leading goals with Cruz. Lucius both have six. Unfortunately, Cruz not with us here tonight because of an illness. We hope he's listening in and getting better, so we see him next weekend against Anchorage. But Lindmark from Kerr at 18:48. It's a 1-1 game. Boy, Wisconsin They scored. I think that's, here's a shot from the slot by Michigan State, blocked by Palatichuk, chopped at by DeSaint Fowl. Badgers try to clear, eventually get it done. I think that's 14 goals the Badgers have scored this season already in the final 5 minutes of a period. It's pretty good. Lead feed. Boy, DeSaint Fowl was wide open looking for a home run pass as he was cherry picking, but Palatichuk didn't see him. He sent it up the middle instead, intercepted by the Spartans, and then they walk offside. So a faceoff and neutralize with 38 and a half seconds to go in the second period. 1-1 game.
See if Wisconsin can keep up what they've been doing here. Not rest on their laurels, which is tying the game up at one.
Right.
Keep that pressure up.
Lindmark from Kerr and Lotch at 18:48. State won the center ice faceoff and dumps it in right corner to left. Kerr after it. Tied up by Lebster. Jammed free by the Badgers, but not out. Lotch then in a battle far side with Larson, who knocks Finley down at the point. Shot blocked. Finley scooped it up. Got it to Fitzgerald. Lobs it ahead, hoping to hit Tassie. Back to play it, though. Orbitz turns and dumps it towards the Wisconsin end, and Kerr hustles after it and goes D to D to Lotch. Turns to his left, up ahead to Finley. Blind pass, got through to Fitzgerald, but he overskates. Then Tassie at the red line trying to get it deep, gets the job done, and that'll do it for the second period of play. Oh, and Lindmark, his second goal of the weekend, ties it up at 18:48 after two. It's Wisconsin 1, Michigan State 1 as the Badgers try to get a split in East Lansing. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen bill for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction for storage that works when you need it. And give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with the 11% off Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the Badgers were down 1-0 after one, had four straight power plays midway through the first until early in the second period, unable to convert, but finally they get an even strength goal. Owen Lindmark redirects a point shot or a left wing shot by Anthony Kerr. Daniel Lodge, the secondary assist at 18:48. Lindmark's sixth goal of the year. Makes it a 1-1 game with 20 minutes left in regulation. Badgers outshot the Spartans on goal 13-9 in that second period. 23-21. No, beg your pardon, that's not right.
13-3, I believe.
13-3, beg your pardon. I wrote down 9. Only three shots on goal for Michigan State in that period. The Badgers obviously had picked up the pace there. Kyle McClellan, 16 saves through two periods. Trey Augustine has 20 through two. But Badgers, you know, we're waiting for them to click a little bit. They had power play time, which may have thrown Michigan State off its game a little bit. But then the Badgers started doing simple things, playing simple hockey, and it produced.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time this weekend that the Badgers looked like the team we've seen throughout the first five weekends or so. A lot of offensive zone time. Just keep relentless on the forecheck. Relentless getting the pucks towards the net. Relentless getting bodies towards the net. And the power plays, they're getting a little bit better. It's been a rough time this week, and Michigan State's penalty kill has been super aggressive, even offensively. But those last two, they didn't end up with anything, but it maybe turned the tide a little bit, as you kind of mentioned. You wondered after that if it would go back to the way it was, but Wisconsin has kept that push going. Finally got one, get a little bit of reward for that push, and now we'll see what happens here in 20 minutes left in the game.
Badgers have outscored their opponents 15-5 in the third period this season. We're headed to the third after the second intermission. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Attempted shots in the first period, 28-12 in favor of Michigan State. Spartans led 1-0 after one. Attempted shots in the second period, 21-7 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers tied it up with Owen Lindmark's goal at 18:48. It's 1-1 Wisconsin and Michigan State in the second intermission. A 2.5-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Notre Dame tries to sweep Minnesota at Mariucci. That game will start in about a half hour. Aiden Fink has scored to pull Penn State even with Michigan late first period in Ann Arbor. And here Wisconsin scored late in the second to pull even with Michigan State. Badgers try to get a split on the road. And the third period comes your way in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Posick, Paul Capobianco at Munn Arena in East Lansing in front of a sellout crowd of over 6,500. It's Wisconsin 1, Michigan State 1. Badgers came into the weekend ranked number one in the country and alone in first place in the Big Ten at 4-0. Then they had their first loss in seven games, fell into second place behind the Spartans, who took over the top spot in the Big Ten. But a win tonight for Wisconsin, and back on top of the conference standings it would go. Badgers will attack the goal to our left. David Cilia to take the draw with Matthew DeSaint Fowle, and William Whitelaw on the ice. Daniel Lodge, Anthony Kerr. Spartans win the draw. Send it up the center. Directed into the Wisconsin zone by Davidson. Taps it off for Anthony Kerr. Tried to force it far corner. The forechecker got in the way. Then Michigan State's Geary couldn't hold the pass to the point. Slides all the way back to the Spartans zone. Good hustle by Whitelaw. And he and one of the Spartans, Mueller, wipe out. And they're saying icing on Wisconsin. And I actually thought that Michigan State had played it up to the point, but they're calling Wisconsin for icing. So a faceoff down in the Badger zone.
The battle, William Whitelaw. Turns out it was really for nothing.
Yeah.
He got pulled down. He went to the official. He didn't like what happened to him. He had position over Mueller, but didn't matter.
Cilia had won 8 of 11 faceoffs prior to losing that one right there. Spartans with the puck, and they pass it in front of the Wisconsin net, intercepted by Daniel Lodge. Feeds far side for Whitelaw off his back skate at the red line, directed into the Michigan State zone. Badgers get a change. Spartans do as well. 45 seconds into the third, 1-1. Here's Dexheimer up the far wing wall. Chipped it ahead for Tassi, too far. Spartans have it back in their own end. It's Levshaw. And he zips a pass ahead to Russell. Chips it far side, Howard. High slot, Dormant. And a trailer is Nienhaus. Whiffed at a pass. Oh, pass in front. Went off of Tassi and saved by McClellan. He stopped three Badger shots on his own goal. Here's Finley, right wing shooting. One missed the net on Augustine. Oh, he was open right circle as he came down the lane. Now the Badgers flip it back Michigan State's way. McClellan, he stopped three or four now that the Badgers have directed on their own goaltender.
One shot, a couple of deflections.
Here's a pass back intended for Larson out of his reach. Finley the other way, 2-on-1 with Tassi. Larson hustling back. Finley sauce pass across, broken up by the Spartans, then whacked back through the low slot. Michigan State after it in its own zone. Catches up to it, out to center it comes. Red Savage fights through a check or two. Puck deflected to the corner. Then he takes a hit from Stramel out to the point, though. Sturback pass back to the near corner. And a turnaround shot by Larson. He scores. They pinballed it around from right corner to the point, back to the left point, back to the right corner. Three Spartans in the vicinity. And Larson with a turnaround shot. 2-1 State.
Well, that looked like a goal that you score on your home ring because you know how it works. Left point, front of the Badger bench, into the corner. Wasn't even an attempt on net. It bounced in into the corner where nobody was and back out into the slot. And Michigan State had three guys deep. They all released back out for that puck. Spin and a shot. And perfectly placed by Larson to the far side.
Joey Larson's sixth goal of the season for the sophomore from Brighton, Michigan. He had a power play goal last night. And now gets the go-ahead goal at 1:55 here tonight. Spartans back on top. Wisconsin's battled back from a number of deficits this season. Although now, here's Lodge getting out and muscled in the defensive zone. He got hit hard into the boards and forcing a turnover. Badgers get it out to center. Kerr, I beg your pardon, Stang, a pretty good pop on Ministo. Sam at center ice, had the puck, lost the puck. Ricochets free now to Sawyer, slowed by the defenseman. And Michigan State back behind its own net, trying to come out of its own end. Lindmark, though, keeps it alive. Horbach reaching for it left corner. Loose puck, State's got it. Shouty near side, Baskel lifts it out to center. Kerr tried to play the bouncing puck, it bounced past him, and Kelly deep in the Wisconsin zone. Kerr takes him out. Lindmark lost it. Here's Savage, open man, Levshov. Oh, a toe pull, good diving defensive play by Bantle. Levshov is really good with a puck, and he dove out and reached with his 6'4" body and his stick and poked it to center ice.
That's a good thing he got it, too, because he basically took himself out of the play on his stomach.
Right. Badgers get it out to center. Bantle can't catch the pass from Kerr. Wisconsin will change. 16:40 left in the third. A 2-1 Michigan State lead as Larson scores at 1:55 of this period to snap the 1-1 draw. State sends it in, gets a change. McClellan leaves it off for Dexheimer. A lot of ice to work with. Up ahead to Whitelaw, directs it deep. Wobbles back behind the State net. Michigan State tries to play it near side, goes off the stick and out of play. They'll drop the puck outside the Michigan State zone with 16:22 to go here in the third. Badgers down one. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
The third period has been so good for Wisconsin. They're up 15 of ball, 15-6 now after that goal by Michigan State. But that's been where the Badgers have won all their games this year. Five of the six during the win streak they had snapped last night were all game-winning goals in third period, so they'll need another one here.
Celia DeSaint Powell, Whitelaw again with Cleveland and Dexheimer. The linesman, Nick Huff, taking his time, dropping the puck, talking with both the centermen, and Badgers won the draw, and they fire it right corner to left and then send it back the other way, and it's taken there by Orvitz for Michigan State, banks it out to center. Goes through the wickets of Dexheimer, but he'll be the first one to it back at the Badger blue line, then threw it away at center. Sturback dumps it down into the Badgers' end. All numbers for Wisconsin. Brady, Cleveland, D-to-D, Dexheimer. Up ahead to Whitelaw, protects and looks. Tried to bump it ahead for Celia, but the linesman got in the way, and the puck went right to Dorman. And then he lost the puck to Whitelaw. Here comes DeSaint Fowle weaving, finding a man. Oh, Celia wide open inside the left hash mark circle, and he fired it wide. He had net to shoot at and missed the cage. And now here comes Russell, potential two-on-one. Oh, good poke check by Zach Schulz. Puck came free to Whitelaw. He turns on the Jets to the right wing, gains the red line, flips it deep, but now he'll change. Oh, Celia with a great chance. Puck inside the Michigan State zone. It comes free to Celia. Long shift for him. Squirts past him. Here comes Savage on the attack. Right wing. Cut off by Schulz. Good stick by the freshman defenseman. Red Savage cycles down to the corner, but right to the stick of Wisconsin's Quinn Finley from behind. Larson takes it away. Finds a man, Savage. Slot, shot block, Jugnoth. Far side, Nienhaus. Low left, his shot into the belly of McClellan. He covers, and then Jugnoth went up high on the forward, O'Connell. Those two need to be separated. Actually, they do it themselves. Calming down. 15 minutes to go here in regulation. 2-1 Michigan State.
O'Connell took a whack at Kyle McClellan's glove hand, who had the puck over the stick, which is why I think Tyson Jugnoth took a little bit of an exception there. Talked about how they had some contact with Kyle McClellan a few times yesterday. There's another instance.
By way assisting on Larson's go-ahead goal, Austin Orvitz and Maxime Sturback, two freshman defensemen. Care falls down behind the Wisconsin net. McClellan without his stick. And now it rolls over to the near side corner of the Wisconsin zone. Came free. Turnaround shot by Kelly. Missed the net again. McClellan without his stick. Now he reaches for it as Michigan State has to retreat to center ice to get the puck. And they'll hammer it down deep. Shots on goal 22-20 in favor of the Badgers. They gave up this only three shots on goal in the third period or second period to Michigan State. Toe pull shot by Wisconsin's Lindmark, stopped by Augustine, and Lindmark down as he slides behind the Michigan State cage, trying to draw a penalty, nothing called. Not sure what happened, why he went down. Augustine made the stop on that shot, but it's taken Lindmark a while to get over the dasher. Lead feed to Stang, protects the puck as he gains the line. Had his arm lifted and lost it for a moment. Reaches back for it. Comes to the point. Palatichuk, and he hammers it off a body down to the far corner. Orvitz then turned it over. Stang read the play. Snaps off a pass. Gets through to Scholl outside the left circle. Shoots one low off the defenseman. Ricocheted far side. Dexheimer holds for the Badgers. Now right wing. Stramel steps in to the dot. Looking backside. Oh, he had a man. Didn't connect with Scholl. And then golfed out by Michigan State. Did they ice the puck? Yep, they did. Spartans ice it. Face-off coming up in the Wisconsin offensive zone. Badgers down 1:13:39 to go here in the third.
And if you wonder about Owen Lindmark after the shot, Manisto gave him a pretty good cross check as he just as they released the puck and he slid down the rest of the way to the boards. He didn't hit the boards at all, but that was a pretty good hit that he took from Manisto. Could have been a penalty.
Celia, Whitelaw, DeSaint Fowle out there again. Now we got a whistle. What's going on?
Onto that linebacker, gave Aker a little room, and Vinny Anthony a nice block on the perimeter.
Two tight ends, Riley Nowakowski wing left, Hayden Rucci on the right on first and 10. Snap to Mordecai, nice catch of the snap. Here's Aker, room up the middle across the 35-yard line. Luke Reimer, one of the linebackers, bringing him down at the 36. A lot of space for Jackson to run through there, gain of six.
Yeah, you know, coming into the game, and you think, well, Nebraska's very stout so far. A couple of nice runs, nice job up front controlling Nebraska's defensive line.
And again, two tight ends, wings left and right with Rucci and Nowakowski on second down and four for the Wisconsin 36-yard line. Mordecai looking to throw, shoots it to the left, and a one-hopper Well short of Chimre Dike at the 45 of the far side. Tommy Hill, one of the corners, on the coverage. And well, that came out of his hand funny or what, but just a poor throw from Mordecai, and it's third down and four.
Good. You get a little success running the football. Nebraska moves, shifts some people around. You had a wide-open Chim over on Nebraska's sideline, and Tanner just short-armed the football.
DK, Skyler Bell, Will Pauling out to the left, Vinny Anthony to the right on third down and four for the Badger 36-yard line. And penalty markers fly, pre-snap, false start coming up against Wisconsin.
False start, offense, number 79, yeah. 5-yard penalty, third down.
So make it third down and nine for Wisconsin as Jack Nelson coming up a little bit early.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I know people are giving Jack a lot of grief. I think that this penalty now, I believe, is his 13th of the season, which is a lot. That's something Wisconsin has had way too much of this season, going from third and manageable now to third and nine.
Three receivers left, one on the right for the Wisconsin 31-yard line. Mordecai gets the snap. Huskers bring in three, and out. Mordecai does well to escape. Ty Robinson flush to his left, and Mordecai forced out of bounds by Jamari Butler. Across the 25 to the 27-yard line, so a loss of about four, and the Badgers are forced to punt from inside their 30-yard line. 5 minutes in, 7-0 the Huskers.
Yeah, just a really nice move right there. Ty Robinson was over our center, did a little hesitate one way and was able to beat Tanner across his face. That flushed Mordecai out of the pocket, and now we're punting it away.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt, and the kick is away. Ethan Nation, it goes through his hands and then out of bounds inside the 25-yard line to the far side for Nebraska. And that was a 46-yard punt, and we have a break here at Camp Randall Stadium. Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com. Today. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest, and we thank all those who have entered for a chance to be a Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. 9:35 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Nebraska. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 9:35 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Nebraska. The Huskers will take over again, this time at their 24-yard line.
Yeah, not the start we were looking for. A couple of encouraging things. I thought the running the football from Jackson Aker, we had a couple of nice early seams, and then unfortunately, you know, Tanner was unable to connect on the throw to the sideline. You get a penalty, and you're in a position third and nine, and you have to punt the football back. But Here we go. Defense needs to step up here, down seven.
Joshua Fleeks in there at running back now. Two receivers left, one on the right. Option left. Purdy keeps, turns across the 25 to the 30-yard line. And Austin Brown is there to make the play at the 31, so a gain of seven. The thing these Nebraska quarterbacks will do is run it. And the Badgers saw that way too up close and personal in that 55-yard dash from Purdy on the first possession. Second down and three, the snap to Purdy. Quick throw left side, Billy Kemp the catch, and across the 35, wrapped up by Preston Zachman at the 37-yard line, and that will be a Nebraska first down.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on you. All of the motion and the fakes, you're going to get matched up one-on-one. You have to, Hunter Wooler got blocked there. You have to beat the blocks out on that perimeter because you're going to see a lot of one-on-one coverage with Wisconsin needing to keep people in there to try to slow the run game down.
8:45 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Nebraska, as the Badgers being tested here. Giving up an early touchdown, and the Huskers a fresh set of downs now. Three receivers right, one on the left. Emmett Johnson in there at running back. As Chubba Purdy takes the snap, three-man rush, left side pass, and that is caught by Malachi Coleman across the 40-yard line and driven out of bounds by Jason Maitre at the 43. On a gain of six.
Just simple, easy pitch and catch. First read, just a little easy 6-7 yard out route to Wisconsin sideline. And you know, what you don't want to do, especially with a young quarterback, let him get confident. He has a big, long 55-yard touchdown run on his first drive, and he's feeling it. You're letting him get confident, not the start we were hoping for.
Two receivers right. Coleman comes out to the left. Alex Bullock wide right, jogs now to the slot of the right side. Purdy again, quick throw right side, caught by Kemp. 45 to the 50-yard line and a first down. Hunter Wohler wraps him up at the 48 of Wisconsin. Yeah, the kind of throws that will give a quarterback confidence and a first and 10 for the Huskers.
Yeah, just easy pitch and catch. And, you know, you're doing that RPO action, so you kind of suck linebackers up. And Wisconsin played off a little bit there, and that's simple, easy, reading what the defense has given you, taking it, picking up first downs.
Billy Kemp, the receiver, limping off the field. First and 10 from the Wisconsin 48-yard line. 7:10 left in the opening quarter, 7-0 Nebraska. Now Purdy under his center, Ben Scott. Single back offense, tight end Thomas Fedoni, motions left, now back the other way. Snap to Purdy, and he'll give it to Grant. He's going to throw it back to Purdy, and Purdy gets labeled by Preston Zachman. Nebraska trying to get cute, and the quarterback got a face full of the Wisconsin safety back at the 42 of the Huskers on a loss of 10.
Yeah, just a very well read there by Zachman to see that ball went backwards. Went chased immediately to get back to Chuba and didn't wait, let himself get blocked and came and demolished him. Great read there, and thank you very much. If you know, I'm sitting here from a Wisconsin standpoint, Nebraska's doing everything they want. They try to do a little tricky stuff, and Wisconsin answered.
And it's second down and 20 for the Huskers' 42-yard line. Trips to the right. Purdy takes the snap back to throw against a four-man rush. Shoots it right seam, and that is caught. Breaking a tackle is Lloyd inside the 30. 25-20 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Jalen Lloyd with the catch. Bounced off one defender. And it's 13-0 Nebraska, 9 minutes into the game.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there. You Nebraska throws you a freebie with the trick play that blows up in their face. It's just a simple in route, and the tackling, I don't know what to say on the tackling. No wrap up at all. Lets him just kind of bounce off, and then another half efforted tackle with the arms, and no one else touches him. That looked sad.
Yeah, he broke one tackle from Ricardo Hallman, and that was it. Alvano's extra point is good. And boy, you talk about your resolve being tested to the max. That's what's up right now. 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Nebraska 14, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains and a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 58-yard pitch and catch. Chubba Purdy to Jalen Lloyd. And it's 14-0 Nebraska with 6 minutes left in the first quarter.
That's disheartening. Second and 20. So Nebraska, they have talent, obviously, but offensively, you get a second and 20. They're moving the football. They throw us a bone. Mm-hmm. Throwing that backward stuff and a nice read by Zachman goes and attacks him. And you're thinking, okay, settle in. And that was the easiest in-route pitch and catch, missed tackle, and then what I didn't like, and I'm not going to call anything out, what I didn't like was the chase to the football afterwards. That was not Wisconsin football.
Yeah, it was the lack thereof.
No, that was
is what it was.
Hard to watch.
Yeah. Tristan Alvano will be kicking off. You have Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna, freshman from Hawaii. Anthony, a sophomore from Louisville, Kentucky. And the kick is in the air. Return chance. And it's going to be Anthony at the 10. Cutting right 15 across the 20. Slips through 25 to the 30. And gets near the 35-yard line. Well, Kekahuna and Anthony, they both looked like they were going for that kickoff. Turned out all right. Badgers started at 33, first and 10.
I'll take that. Both guys, give me the pill. Let me go make something happen. Obviously you want someone blocking on the other side of it, but I want guys to see, let's see what you got here. Let's go do something. We had a couple guys there, some young players that are really getting at it.
Wasn't thinking Braylon was going to give it a go, but he's going to give it a go. Braylon Allen in there at running back right now. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai back to throw over the middle, low pass, and it is dug out by Will Pauling across the 35 to the 36, gain of 3.
Yeah. Tanner's looking a little indecisive throwing it right now.
And, he is.
You know, it's easy from up here. Will Pauling, a nice little easy route, and great job of digging that off his shoelaces, one-handed to pull that up.
Two receivers left with Pauling in the slot. Vinny Anthony out wide to the right. Mordecai takes hands off to Braylon Allen, probing the left side. Allen up to about the 39-yard line. Well, the vibe this week was much like the vibe last week, and the vibe was they really had very little expectation of Braylon being able to go. He's obviously been hobbled since that Ohio State game, but he's got that left leg wrapped, and he's trying. He's trying, folks. Third down and 4 for the Badgers at their 39-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Really early, but this is a sizable third down play, to say the least, for Wisconsin. Mordecai takes the snap. Pressure is on. They pick it up, and a throw is caught by Pauling. Spins off the man across midfield into Nebraska territory. Brought down by Marcus Buford out of the secondary, and that's a first down for Wisconsin.
Love that. You were just talking about Braylon. They brought it. They mugged some linebackers up and forced Braylon Allen to protect off of Tanner Mordecai's blind side. He held in there, and a nice throw. Nice job by Will Pauling to break a tackle and to pick up a much-needed first down.
Allen out, Aker is in. 4:17 left in the opening quarter. 14-0 Nebraska. First and 10, Wisconsin. At the Huskers' 49-yard line. Mordecai trying to get the signal in, and there's confusion here offensively, and the Badgers have to burn a timeout. Better to take timeout than to take 5 yards. A little something going here. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
First charge timeout, 4:06 left of the first quarter, 14-0 Nebraska.
Boy, I don't know about you. I was worried if we didn't get a first down there, trouble. I mean, there's already trouble brewing. Don't get me wrong, but that was just one of those, I got to have it. And
yep.
Really good job by the guys up front. Said Braylon did a beautiful job of picking up that blitz, and Tanner stood in there. We needed that first down.
Hayden Rucci wing left, Riley Nowakowski wing right, pistol formation. Aker behind Mordecai. Tanner takes a snap, hands off to Aker, works off the right side. He'll move the stack